back up your hymnal. Let's turn to page number 139. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It made my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
We still
have a lot of people out that are sick. Leonard and Mary Lou are still, Leonard's under the weather and under quarantine, and Mary Lou is staying with him. But we still have a lot of people out sick. I think most all of the traveling is over. I hope that everybody had a wonderful holiday. Oh, and by the way, we were so busy during the month of September, there was something the month of December, there was something I forgot. Thank you very much, Larry. I see you back there giggling at me, buddy. We forgot to do birthdays and anniversaries, so we need to get that done. Did anybody have a birthday back in December?
Veronica did. She's not here.
Oh.
I'm not saying
that.
Oh,
come on now.
Look at Linda.
Holly,
did you have one?
Birthdays. Y'all thought y'all had gotten out of this, didn't you?
That corner is a jam.
They were hoping.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Okay, now what about anniversaries in December? Anybody else?
I'm sorry, the only lucky one.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you.
Now we got that over with. Let's move on. Page number 79. Page 79.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Boy,
I was outside all day yesterday, and I just don't hardly know how it gets any better than that. It was really, really nice. God blessed us. But hang on, winter's not over yet. We're actually just getting started. So enjoy these days as you get them, and give thanks to God for them. Today's another beautiful day. But I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be than here with y'all in the house of the Lord. So, happy New Year. Appreciate you coming and starting off the new year right. And I know God will bless you for it. As Brother Russ said earlier, last month we had, seemed like, pages of announcements. This month we kind of dwindled down a little bit. But don't forget, it'll get busy again before too long. So there are still calendars on the back and pens. So 2019 coming up, the day planners back there. Don't forget those. Take some, use them, pass them out, give them to your friend. Excuse me. And some ink pens along with them. Okay, announcements this morning will be our building fund offering. So the second time the plate's passed will be for the building fund. That does all kinds of stuff, just repainting the gym, heat and air, all that stuff. So keep that in mind whenever the plate's passed the second time. And then tonight is our business meeting. And I know I say this all the time, but I I can't help but keep saying it, because business, God's business is important.
Yeah.
So come tonight and take part in the business meeting. Yeah? You miss a lot if you don't, because you don't really know what we've done, what we're going to do, what's coming up, what the needs are, and all those things. So, and also, if you're a member of this church here, you have just as much say as anybody else about what we do and how we do it. So come and make your voice heard and be a part, okay? This morning, Georgia and Mandy will be in the nursery if it's needed, and next Sunday will be Cindy and Jerry. Anyone else? Anything? Did I miss anything?
78.
What happy times, I'm glad to borrow, when we lay these heavy burdens down. In this lonesome vale, no more to roam, having labored all through joy and sorrow, hoping to receive the golden crown. In the lovely joy and that sweet home, beautiful city, some happy day.
And I'm just going to tell everybody right now, so you know, choir practice is at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Amen.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I got a rousing response out of that, I'll tell you. If you would like to be in our choir, we'd love to have you.
Please.
We need all the help we can get. We're going to do a song for you this morning. A beautiful old song. Some of you young whippersnappers out there probably never heard this, because Linda and I really had to go back in the archives to find this. A lot of these old songs that we do, they're not in our second edition hymnal. So we're going back to first edition hymnals and even further back before that. So we're going to do one for you this morning. It's entitled, I'll Live in Glory.
I'd like to stay here longer than man's allotted days, and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with Him forever in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love stories till I'm there.
about you, but I love that old song. And, you know, I know things move forward and things change and we get new hymn books and all that stuff, but I'd like to have the old ones back. And there's a lot of songs that we grew up singing and hearing in church that are not in our books anymore, and they're good songs that we've lost. So powers that be, I guess, decided that we needed to move on. But I am glad of some of those being retained in books here and there. And thanks to Gene and Linda Gale for looking up some of them, and I appreciate that very much. You know, I really kind of miss singing in the choir, although I'm no good at it, but kind of got a little bit of drainage and stuff, so my old voice is so weak, if I get any little thing going on, I have to try to save it for the sermon, and hopefully one of these days I'll get to feeling a little better and I can get back up there and squeak a while. But I do encourage you to come and be a part of the choir. It's a lot of fun. Practice is a lot of fun. If you've not ever been here, you know, Gene, he's a hack. He's funny. And if he don't say something funny, where's Joyce? She ain't going to hear this. She's funnier than he is.
How about Eddie Joe?
Yeah, he's just silly.
Most
Eddie Joe's expense. Yeah. It's a good time of fellowship and learning some new songs, so I encourage you to come. Okay, a new year is here, and when I was typing up the outline of this, I always put the date at the top of it, and I had to really think hard to get that 2019 in there. Time is marching right on by, but it's all good when we're serving God. Last year, we had a really good year here at Oak Hill. A lot of things that we've done and some things that we're going to do in the upcoming years, and so I'm looking forward to that. We did quite a bit of work on our facilities last year, and as I was thinking back on last year and looking forward to this year, I kind of thought about some of them, but we did get a new sound system in here, and I love it. It really works good. We needed to upgrade, and so we did that. Something that we've been talking about ever since I've been here, but we got heat and air in the gym, so we truly can move forward and make that into a multi-function building, and so have some ideas on that, and I know some of y'all do as well, so some things to look forward to in the upcoming year. Also, some painting went on in the gym just very recently, and trying to get some things fixed down there. New carpet in the education building. That was this last year, wasn't it? It was, yeah. I said it all kind of runs together like a lot of things, especially as we get older like me. It all runs together. Now, upon reflection back, we gained some new members last year, and if you're one of them, we're just tickled to death to have you here. But in the same process, we lost some members last year. We always hate to lose anybody, whether God's moved them somewhere else or whether they passed on and went on to heaven. So looking forward to 2019, I say this to y'all, that first of all, I pray God's blessing upon you, each and every one. And for 2019 to be a better year than we've ever had here at Oak Hill. Or in the world, all Christians, we need to uplift each other and pray for all of us. I pray that we gain more members this year and we don't lose any for any reason. Now, I know that's not up to me, that's up to God, but the Bible tells us that we have not because we ask not, and so that's what I'm asking for, and that's what I'm praying for, and I encourage you to do the same. Last week, I remember praying very distinctly, which I do quite often, that God would open doors for us, and that we would be willing to step through those open doors. And a lot of times that means getting out of our comfort zone a little bit. But I want you to know that God won't ever open a door that he don't equip you to step through. All you have to do is be willing. So I pray for that. I pray that we learn more, that we apply more of what we learn, and that we become more effective at winning lost souls and gaining maturity as Christians. I pray that we lean more on God and less on self. You know, God never fails, but I fail quite often. Now, I do anticipate many blessings coming from God when we do these things. When we diligently seek God and we seek his wisdom, only good things can come from that. God will bless us in our efforts when we do that. Now, we're going to start in Proverbs chapter 3. I love Proverbs. Y'all ever read Proverbs? Boy, there's a lot of good stuff in there if you read it. Then we're going to go from there to, I believe it was 2 Timothy. Ephesians 6. Sorry. Proverbs chapter 3. King Solomon was a wise fellow, the wisest man ever. And you know why? Is because that's what he asked God. God told him he'd grant him his wish, and he wished for wisdom. And because he wished for wisdom, God granted him everything else. So wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge. So we can have all the knowledge in the world, but if we don't know how to apply it, we're sadly lacking. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1. As we look forward to 2019, keep this in mind. Says, my son, forget not the law, my law. Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now, Christian brothers and sisters, we need to let this sink in for a little bit. Because the Bible tells us, and Solomon tells us by leadership of the Holy Spirit, to not forget the laws of God. So, the laws of God. Well, you know what I've heard people say? Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to commit my life to Christ because then I have to give up so much stuff. Well, let me tell you something. All of the laws of God are strictly meant to benefit you. God doesn't tell us to do anything that's not to our benefit. So forget not the laws of God, but keep them in your heart. Now, Jesus said this in John chapter 14. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So we say we love Jesus. Can we prove it by our actions? Are we keeping his commandments, the laws of God? Now, we live in an age when more and more man is trying to pervert the will of God. Man wants to change the will of God into who he wants it to be. And I talk to people and I see people all the time that want to take parts of the scripture and leave parts of it out to suit their own needs. But when the Bible tells us to forget not the laws of God, it's talking about all of them, whether you like them or not. So don't pervert the scripture. Don't pervert the will of God. Keep the faith and the truth in this coming up year, and God will bless you. Now, I was reflecting back on last year, and it seems like that the more I thought about it, the more that I saw that people were changing all kinds of stuff. Now, you had to have your head buried in the sand and not be paying attention to anything if you didn't see this in 2018. Many people not interested in pleasing God at all, but only focused on pleasing themselves. Now, we need to get away from that, because truly and honestly, we are here to honor and serve God. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. In the upcoming year, we need to understand that if the Bible says it, that means we're supposed to do it. not debate it, not try to change it to fit our own purpose. When God says something, when God's word tells us to do something, folk, we don't have to know anything other than God said do it, and so let's do it. He expects us to do it, and when we do, He'll bless us. And when we do what God commands us to do, it will add days to our life here on this earth. Now, that's what it says. Now, the older I get, the more that I understand that the sooner I can get out of here, the better off I am, right? Just send me on to be in the presence of God. But then right on that same thought process, I think right after that, but God's not finished with me here. I still have work to do because there's still lost people out in this world that need saving. I've prayed many times over the last year that Jesus would come back because of the condition this old world's getting into. It is really sad. But then I think, well, if Jesus comes back, He takes the church out of this world, the Holy Spirit goes up with us. So it's going to be hard for anybody to be saved after that. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that after the church is raptured and during the tribulation period and the thousand-year millennial reign, that God will still see to the saving of souls. But it's not going to be as easy as it is now. This old world is ripe to harvest. And we're the reapers through the power of Jesus. So if we don't do it, it's not going to get done. When we do it, it adds days to our life. The opposite is also true. If we don't follow the commandments of God, our days on this earth may be limited. God can take us out, shorten our life. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved, a workman unto God. A workman that study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If I don't say it just like it comes out, I get it all messed up. But listen, we have the ability to know what God wants us to do when we study His word. Read it for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it. Yes, we learn from each other and we study together for more understanding, and God blesses us with wise people in our path that can help us to understand things, but you don't need anything other than the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the leadership and the word and prayer to understand what God has planned for us. Read it for yourself. Study and make it your own. Seek the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and He will never lead you anywhere except to the truth. He will never lead you astray. Listen, we must, here at Oak Hill and as individuals, stand on the truth of God's word, every word of it, or we are nobody and we lose our identity. We lose who we are. No compromise. No compromise when it comes to the Word of God. Now, you know, I'm asked things a lot. Well, what about this or what about that? And my answer is always the same. Let's see what God's Word says about it. So I submit to you in 2019, if you have an issue, if you have a problem, if you have something that you need to know, seek out God's Word. He's given us the directions for all of our life. And if we apply His word properly, we can understand what that is. Read it, study it. Okay, verse 3, Proverbs. Okay, let's don't forget though that when we do all this, we do it in love. Look at verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart, so that thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. I submit to you, brother and sister, that everything that we do in this life should be for the honor and the glory of God, for the betterment of those people that we're in contact with, because we love them and we want them to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So we can stand on the truth, and we can love people enough to stand on the truth. Christians need a good, healthy dose of truth and mercy. But contrary to what some people think, and you can be merciful and loving and not compromise the truth of God. True compassion drives us to speaking the truth from God's word. Because you know what the best kind of friend is? One that will tell you the truth. I've had people in my life that have come to me and say, I think you went a little bit astray here. And we talked about it and prayed about it. And I saw that, you know what, that was really hard for them to do, because, you know, when somebody tells you you're doing something wrong, most of the time we get defensive. In all reality, that's a very hard thing for people to do. And they do it because they love you and want what's best for you. Truly the greatest gift of love and compassion you can ever do is share the truth in love. We all make mistakes, do we not? Am I the only one here? I dare say not. And so together, though, when we're honest with each other and when we love each other and when we uplift each other, the Bible tells us to confess our faults one to another. You know what? It's not so we can look down on each other. It's so that we can help each other through those times. As we go into 2019, I submit to you that we all ought to focus more on the needs of others than of self. And if we see something that needs to be done, even maybe if it's hard for us, do it anyway, and God will bless you for it. The greatest gift of all is love. God is the final authority. So what God says is all that really matters. And it's up to us to stand firm on those truths. About to lose my mic. It's gone just about. Okay. We understand that God doesn't need us, right? Do you understand that? But we need him. And we can have him when we study the word and apply it in spirit and truth. Now, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. The very best advice I can give you in this upcoming year is simply this. When we depend on ourselves, we are limiting our abilities and resources. But when we depend on God and follow his leadership, we open up the whole world of possibilities, because he will pour out his blessings on us when we follow him. When we trust God in everything that we do and follow him, he will bless us like we've never seen before. Don't trust in just yourself, because we're just humans. But trust and follow God, and he'll bless you. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Boy, I love reading the Proverbs. It tells us a lot of good information to apply directly to our lives. But you know, when we acknowledge God, when we follow God, Jesus Christ tells us to take up your cross daily and follow me. It's a daily walk. Every morning when you get up, your prayer should be, God, Lord, help me to do better today than I did yesterday. Because that truly signifies maturity in Christ. And when we do that, he will direct our paths. He will convict us where we're wrong. And he will open doors for us where we can enter in. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Trust the wisdom of the Creator. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Now, I've said this many times, and bear witness again here this morning, that you cannot outgive God. And if you think you can, I challenge you to just try it. Try it. And when you give your first fruits, and oh, by the way, that's talking about tithing. Preached a sermon on that back last year. Tithing includes the best that you have, the first fruits, not the culls, not the leftovers, but the first fruits. I tell you, not going to get into a big sermon on tithing this morning, but I just want to make this statement right now. The first fruits is that you pay God first and not second, last, or if there's anything left over. You give God his 10% first, and that's the good starting place. That's your tithe. Give him the best you have. You're just returning a part of what he's blessed you with. Amen. And when you do that, he'll bless you tremendously. Now, y'all are good givers, and I realize that, and God does know that, and he's blessed us because of it. This facility, this church, reflects your giving and your willingness to keep God's house in order and further the gospel by supporting missionaries and all of these things. We couldn't do what we do here and what we have done and things that I believe are coming up if we didn't give. Don't stop. Because if you think about what we've done last year, God's just opening doors for us to step through and do more this coming up year. So don't stop giving. Don't stop working. Don't limit God, but give from the abundance of your heart and watch God bless you. You can't outgive him. Try it and see him work. Verse 11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord. Has anybody here been whooped by God? Amen. Now, I'll have to tell you that my daddy was pretty good at that back in the day. Oh, that was before you weren't supposed to chasten your children. And, you know, Dad always told me that this hurts me worse than it does you, and I didn't see how that could be because it hurt me pretty good. But after I got children of my own, I understood it. And you know what? God chastens those he loves. And we're supposed to correct our kids. I'm going to read the rest of the scripture. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Being a parent's hard work. Would you agree? Amen. Being a good parent is hard work. And contrary to what Dr. Spock says or anybody else, I want you to know that we teach our kids by reward and punishment. You know what the problem in the world today is with our kids? There are no consequences to their actions. Boy, I didn't have any doubt when I was growing up. If I did something that was wrong, I was fixing to get it. And my dad and mom both were very diligent. They were very consistent. What was wrong today is wrong tomorrow. We didn't have to wonder. You know what? They learned that from God's word because God is exactly the same way, my friend. What was wrong before is still wrong today and it's still wrong next year. And there's consequences to our actions. There's many, many scriptures in the Bible that teach mothers and fathers to correct their children. And I'm not talking about beating them, but a good whipping never did anybody any harm. It's only good for them. Don't fool yourself. We live in an age that allows children to run free and wild and do whatever they want to do. But I want you to know that if you don't correct your children, you're doing them harm. And I want you to know that God corrects his children, us born-again believers, for our own benefit. If you're a child of the King, he will chasten you if you do wrong. And I want you to know that I've been whipped by God before, and it is no fun. But it was for my benefit. Consequences to our actions. Boy, that's contrary to what we live in the world today, isn't it? As we move into a new year, we must fight the good fight, keep the faith. I pray that when I get to the end of this journey, that I, like Paul, can say, I fought the good fight. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7 for just a second. The Apostle Paul was a very good example to us. He did fight the good fight. We've been studying a lot of what Paul went through in Acts, and we're about to finish that up. But he went through a lot, and he still kept fighting the good fight. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Fight the good fight. Keep the faith. Because the reward that we get for doing that in eternity far outweighs anything that we go through in this world. Share the gospel. Tell people about Jesus. Study to know what God expects, and then just do it. Knowing without doing is of no benefit. Amen? You can know to do it, and not, it benefits no one. So knowledge, with knowledge comes responsibility. Well, why would I read then, preacher? Well, because the word says, study. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians 6 and 10 says this, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, we're not going in our power. I can't never read this without thinking back to the Great Commission in Matthew 28. It says, go ye therefore. And it says also that all power is given unto me. So when we go forth and when we do the will of God, we are going in his power, not in ours. Verse 10 again says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let me tell you something, friend. You as an individual, us here at Oak Hill as a church, when we go forward in the power of God, in spirit and in truth, we cannot be defeated because it's the power of God. But look what he tells us in verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. What is the whole armor of God? Well, you can read all that and kind of list it going down through there, but I submit to you that very simply, the whole armor of God is the Bible and everything that it tells us to do. And when we do that, God will build a hedge around us. We do fight against the devil and his angels. We do fight against the principalities and the evil here in this world. We fight against also our own nature of sin. We fight against the depravity of man. But we do fight. We do fight. We never give up. Keep the course. Keep the course. Fixate that in your mind's eye. Stay focused on the will of God. I want you to know that I believe that God will bless us in our efforts in 2019. But I don't want you to be fooled or deceived. We are in a big fight for spiritual truth. Satan and his cohorts have a death grip on this world and are choking it to death. But we have the blessed assurance that only comes from knowing a true and living God. In 1 Timothy 6, we're told that we're to fight the good fight, keep the faith. In this upcoming year, we have to fight that good fight. We have to keep the faith. For without the truth, we have nothing. My Lord is real. And I can feel him deep down in my soul. Oh, that's part of another one of those old songs that I love. Because I serve a true and living God. There are some things for us to do this upcoming year, but if we don't keep the faith, none of it will matter. Keep the faith. For without it, we're nothing. But how about you? What about you personally? You know, it's not always easy to fight the good fight, is it? Well, most of the time it's not. It's easier just to go along. As I was reflecting back on last year, I saw all this stuff coming up and being more prominent in our culture. Man, I didn't want to get off on this too much, but I'll just break it just a little bit. But just think back of all the things in the sexual revolution in 2018. Homosexuality is rampant. People committing adultery is just accepted as normal. Transgender things that are going on. Well, preacher, you shouldn't be talking about that. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but God made you who you are. And just wanting to be something different is not going to change it. We even have even whole nations and even some of the states in our union that are taking gender off of or leaving it open on your birth certificates so that you can choose someday what you're going to be. Folk, that's what we're fighting. We're fighting these atrocities to God's word. I want you to know something. God didn't make any mistakes. When he made you a woman or a man, he didn't mess up. He made you who you are. And the sooner that we can acknowledge and embrace who we are in God's eye, the quicker we can move forward and teach and preach and stand on the truth and love. What about you as an individual? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You know, that's the most important decision you'll ever make, and that's where it all starts. Because I believe that you can't truly understand the Word of God except the Holy Spirit indwell you, and that happens when you're saved. It's hard to understand anything because the Bible is a spiritual book. And it's meant to be understood by spiritual people. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can't really truly understand what God has in store for you until you accept him. Things we've talked about this morning probably don't mean anything to you if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. You're just going through the motions. But maybe in 2019, if you don't know Jesus, you can accept him before it's eternally too late and have the assurance from God's word that you can live forever in the presence of God because of that choice. Just focus on the important things. Get your soul right with God. Then study and understand. Maybe you're here this morning and you are saved and maybe you've gotten a little bit lax in your focus. It happens to all of us. I want you to know something this morning. We do what we love. We do. So what do you love? What are you doing if we do what we love? We can start off this new year by refocusing on what really, truly means something to us, and that is worshiping a true and living God. And we do what we love. And Jesus did say, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So are we? Only you can answer that question to yourself. But I submit to you that if we're not following the commandments of God in our personal life, that we can start right now today, start this new year, and dedicate your life to serving the true and living God. Whether it's in salvation or maybe it's a refocusing yourself. Maybe you've never dedicated. Maybe you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you haven't taken that next step and dedicated your life to serving Him. And maybe you have, and as time goes and things happen, we kind of drift. Sometimes we need to go back to the altar, get our hearts and minds right, and focus on what God would have us do. So as we start 2019, I would ask you this. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is the day of salvation. Let's start it off on the right foot. I pray that if there's any here this morning that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that today would be the day. Christian friend, if you're here this morning and maybe your focus is somewhere other than serving God in spirit and in truth, you can fix it. And we can start off 2019 with a renewed focus on God and what He'd have us to do in our life. I don't know what He's dealing with you for. Maybe He wants you to step up and teach a class. Maybe He just wants you to go to someone you know should be here, is not coming, and talk to them. Maybe there's someone in your life that don't know Jesus and He's wanting you to share the gospel with Him. Maybe He's calling you to preach. I don't know. But I do know this, that God has a purpose in our life more than just self-satisfaction. And when we focus on His purpose, we can change the world. I think back to the apostles that Jesus called out, small group, change this world forever. You see, we don't have to have millions of members to do what we need to do. We only have to have Jesus in our hearts. And we can make a difference. So what about you? How are you going to start off 2019? Is 2019 going to be the same as 2018? Well, I hope not. Because the truth of the matter is that we never stand still. We're either going forwards or backwards. So a challenge. We had a good year in 2018. It was just the start. Let's have a great year in 2019. And we can do it when we serve God. I want to ask Gene and Linda Gale to come forth. I ask you to stand with me for a word of prayer. Father, as we come to you at this time, Lord, the beginning of a new year. And Lord, I believe that every day should be the beginning of a new walk. But I ask, Lord, that you help us to focus on your will in our life, your will in our church, your will, Lord, in those that surround us here. Help us, Lord, as we start this new year, that we could do better, do greater things through your power. Help us to learn to rely on you. Lord, I pray that if there's any here amongst us this morning that don't know you as their Savior, that the Spirit would convict and they would draw them and that they would step forth and start this new year off right in accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But Lord, if there's some here today
that need to dedicate their life to you or rededicate it or just focus on your will, Lord. I pray that that would happen as well. Because I know, Lord, that we stand on the power that was given to Jesus by God Almighty. We preach the truth, and we know it don't come back in vain. I ask, Lord, that your will be done in each and every life here today. And as we move forward into this new year, help us to stay focused on you and your honor and your glory and your will in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Page 303.
Is your burden heavy as you bear?
There's a lot of truth in that old song, and I've said this many times, but a lot of times we get the cart before the horse, and when things come along in this life, we want to fix it ourselves, or we want to do it ourselves, when in all reality, we need to reach out to Jesus, because he's reaching out to us. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. So it doesn't matter what we're going through, doesn't matter where we're at in our life, or in our walk, with our finances, with our marriages, with our whatever you want to name it, when we reach out to Jesus, he'll give us strength, he'll give us direction, and he'll help us through trying times. It's up to you. You can bear the burden alone, or you can give it to the one that can truly fix it. His name's Jesus. Start the new year off. Unload your burdens. As we sing another verse.
Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will. Child.